Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedrin Daf Samach. We are starting Nun Tesama Bay as the bottom line of the two dots. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarah Basi Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the other opinions of things that are added on to the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So Reb Shimon Omer Afal Kishof, Reb Shimon says that B'nai Noach are not allowed to be involved in sorcery. And the question is, my time with Reb Shimon, what's his reason? What's the source for this? The answer is Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Samachom and Alf on top, Mechashef Elois Achaya, that a sorceress is not to be allowed to live. Uksev, and right afterwards, the Pasuk says, Kol Sheikh of Mehem Mas Yumas, anyone who lies with an animal shall be put to death. What do we learn from here? Anyone who has the isser of lying with an animal, he also has the isser of sorcery. And we know the Goyim have the isser of animal, so they also have the isser of sorcery. We can hear Rabbi Elazar, where he had said, Afal Kalayim, they also have a certain prohibition of Kalayim, of forbidden mixtures. And the question is, Menonimili, how do we know this? So Amr Shmuel, he says, Number because the Pasuk tells us, you shall guard my chukim. And what do we learn from here? Chukim shachakakti l'chakvar, this is referring to chukim that I already had made for you. That's what the Torah is talking about, meaning these chukim existed even before Matan Torah, the Hainu that they apply even to B'nai Noach. And what are these chukim that we're referring to? That very same pasuk continues, Behem t'cholos arbiya kilayim, v'sot t'cholos isra kilayim. You're not allowed to mate your animals as a mixture, and you're not allowed to plant your field as a mixture. And what do we learn from here? Ma behem t'chobar ba, just like the pasuk says, beferosh, that the isra of behem over here is mating different types of animals, afsot t'chobar kava, so too the isra of kilayim over here in a field is by grafting two different trees onto each other that's similar to mating two different animals, and therefore the isra of kilayim by non-Jews does not apply by planting two different seeds together. And another thing that we learn is, Ma behem t'chobim ba'aretz behem b'chutz la'aretz, just like there's an isra of mating two different animals together, whether in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz La'aretz, afsadcha, so to the isser of grafting two different trees, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, that's not only in Eretz Yisrael, but it's also in Chutz La'aretz. Ask the Gemara, hold 1 second, El Me'at, if this is really so, then why don't we understand the following pasuk, u'shmartem es chukos v'es mishpatai, and you shall guard my chukim and mishpatim, why don't we say from here as well, chukim shechakakti l'chakfar, that this pasuk is referring to chukim that I have already made for you, and this is actually referring to the entirety of Torah, so maybe Gayim b'nei Noach have to keep the whole Torah, because this pasuk, u'shmartem es chukosai. I think my answer is no, hasam over there, u'shmartem es chukosai da hashta, since it says, Shmartem before the word chukaisai, that means you shall guard the chukim that I'm going to give you right now. Dehainu is being addressed only to Yadin. But hoch over here in our pasuk, as chukaisai tishmairu, chukim demikar tishmairu. Since the word chukaisai comes before the word tishmairu, that's mashma that we're referring to chukim that were already mentioned, namely things that were said to the B'nai Noach, not things that we're about to say now. And here we end our discussion on Hashem B'nai Noach, and we go back to talk about the Mishnah. Amr B'shu Ben Karcha V'chulu, B'shu Ben Karcha had said that when Edom come to Bezin regarding Birchas Hashem, that they had witnessed somebody cursing Hashem. Remember, we're using a lashon Nucky, it's just a euphemism, and that's why we say Berchas Hashem. And the entire time that they're discussing with the Bezdin what was heard, they have to use a kinui of Yake Yosi Yosi Yosi, and they don't actually say Hashem's name. And we further discuss this. Or Vach Reakev, he says, Ein Chayev, a person not Chayev for being Mavarch Hashem, Ad Shevarch Hashem Ben Arba Yosi Yosi, until he uses the four letter name of Hashem, Yud Kev Vav Kei. Lafugi Ben Shnei Yosi Yosi, Deloi, that excludes the name of two Yosi Yosi. For example, if he uses the name Yud Kei and he doesn't add on the Vav Kei, that he's not Chayev for being Mavarch Hashem. As in Rapshita, that's obvious. Yake Yosi 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 Tanan. The Mishnah used the example of Yake Yosi Yosi Yosi, that was the kinoi, that was the way the Edom expressed that they heard Gid of Hashem, and since the word Yosi has four letters, that means we're talking about Hashem ben Arba Yosi Yosi. So what's the Havamina that Hashem ben two Yosi Yosi is going to be Mechayev them? The Gemara says that no, Ma'atem, I would have thought the Milsa Ba'amahu Denokat, that the Mishnah is just using an example and it's not being specific. Kamashman the Chedesh is that no, it's specific. In order for a person to be Mechayev for being Megadev Hashem, he has to use Hashem ben Arba Yosi Yosi. Now, Ugadamri, some say that this is how it went. Omar Vachar Yaakov, he tells us, Shema Amino, we learn from the Mishnah, Hashem ben Arba Yosi Yosi, Nami Shem Hu, that also the Shem of four letters, Yud Kevav Kei, that's also considered the name of Hashem that a person is going to be chayv for megadef. As in Rapshita, that's obvious. Yaki Yosi Yosi Yitinahan. The Mishnah uses the word Yaisi, and that has four letters. And then we're answered that no, Ma'adatema, you would have thought that Ad Eka Shem Rabba, that really the person is not going to be chayv for Mivarch Hashem until he uses the big name of 42 letters. And Umilsa Ba'amahu Denokat, the Mishnah just stam using the name Yaisi, but he really is not going to be chayv for megadef the Shem Yod Kevavke. Kamashman, the Chedesh is that no, even the Shem Yod Kevavke, he's going to be chayv for. And we continue discussing Nigmar Din V'chulu. We had said that once the Din concludes, the Edom have to actually express what they heard from the Megadev, and then they speak out, we heard him say this and this curse, and then the Bezdin stands up and tears their clothing and is never able to sew it up, and that's because they heard Hashem's name being cursed. Now we clarify, how do we know that they have to stand up when they hear Hashem's name? Our Yitzchak Rami answers the Amakar, because the Pasuk says, in regards to Shefet Ehud, Ehud ba Elov, Ehud came to him, this is referring to Eglon Melech Mayav, and he was sitting in the cool upper chamber that he had, Levada, he was alone, Vayomer Ehud, and Ehud told him, Dvarli Kim Li Elecha, I have a word of Hashem to you, Vayokam Alakise, and Eglon got up from his chair. And what do we learn from here? It's a Kal Chaimer. Uma Eglon Melech Moav. Just when we're dealing with Eglon, the king of Moav, Shu Nachri, he's a non-Jew. He only knows Hashem's name, Kinoi. He knows the name Elikim. He doesn't even know Yud Kevavke. Amad, he stood up when he heard the name. Yisrael, Hashem first. When we're dealing with the Yid, and he hears a Shem of Firush of Yud Kevavke, for sure he has to stand up. We continue to discuss him. Kairin Menolon, how do we know they have to tear the clothing when they hear Hashem's name being cursed? Because the Pasuk says, Vayav El Yakim and Chilkiyo came, and Rishavna Sefer, he also came. Yoach ben Asaf Mazkir, Yoach ben Asaf the secretary, he came as well. Who did they come to? El Chizkiyo. And how did they look? Kurei Begadim. Their clothing were torn. Vayigidu lo es divrei Rav Shakeh, and they told him the words of Rav Shakeh, who was sent by Melch Asher to Yerushalayim to curse Hashem, and they heard these curses, and they tore their clothing. And so we see that you have to tear your clothing when you hear Girdif of Hashem's name. We continue to discuss in Vlaim Achen that tear is never allowed to be sewn up. Ask the Gemara Manalan, how do we know this? Amar Ravoi answers, Asher Kriya Kriya, we have Gzer Shava Kriya Kriya. Ksiv Hachat says over here in this pasuk that we just quoted, Kurei Begadim, that these people came to Chizkiyo with torn clothing. Ksiv Hasam, it says over there, when El Yoa Navi parted from his Talmud, Elisha Navi, Elisha Raya, Elisha saw this, Vumutsaik, he cried out, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, Vlai Rao Oid, he didn't see him anymore. Vayachazek Begadav, he grabbed his clothing, Vayachraim Lashnaim Kraim, and he tore them into two tears. Now, Master Shanemar, Vayachraim Lashnaim, from the fact that Pasuk says he tore them into two, Any Deshin Kraim, don't I know that it's in two pieces? Umatam Alim Kraim, why does the Pasuk repeat itself by saying it was torn into two tears? The answer is, Muhammad teaches Shehin Kruin La'ilam that they have to be torn forever and they're never allowed to be sewn up. And we continue discussing this Tanabon, we have a Braisa, Echad Hashemeh, Echad Shemeh, Pi Shemeh, Chayv L'Kraya, whether the one who hears directly from the one who's Baruch Hashem, or if you hear from somebody who heard, for example, the Dayanu and Bezdin, they're hearing from the Edim who heard, both of these people have to tear their clothing. Vo'edim in Chayv L'Kraya, but the Edim themselves don't have to tear when they repeat what they heard to Bezdin, Shekvar Karu B'Shash Shamu, because they already tore their clothing when they heard the person curse Hashem. Asking more, Chikar B'Shash Shamu, my Havo, who cares if they tore when they heard the original time? Hakashami Hashta, they're hearing themselves now repeat what they heard, and so they should have to tear the clothing again. The Gemara answers like Sagadai, don't think that. Because the pasuk says, Vayichishma Amel Chizkiyo, it's to Rav Shakeh. It was when King Chizkiyo heard the words of Rav Shakeh, Vayikras Begadav, he tore his clothing. What do we learn from here? Amel Chizkiyo Kara, King Chizkiyo, he tore his clothing, Vahimlai Karu, but they, the people that came to him, to repeat what they heard Rav Shakeh say, they didn't tear their clothing. So we see that when the Edim repeat what they heard, they don't have to tear. Now, Rav Yehuda Mishmuli tells us, Hashem has Koran Pi Avikachavim, Ein Echav Lekraya. If someone hears Hashem's name being blasphemed by a non-Jew, he doesn't have to tear his clothing. Vim Tamar Rav Shakeh, if you're going to say, what about this Rav Shakeh case? He was sent by the king of Afshur to blaspheme Hashem, and they did tear their clothing. The answer is that no, Yisrael Momer Haya, who's Yisrael who shmadened himself up. He was an apikairus, he was an apostate, and so actually they heard Cherif and Gidif of Hashem from a Yid. And Rav Yehuda Mishmuli continues telling us, Ein Karn El Hashem Miyochid Bovad, one only tears if he hears the Shem Miyochid of Yud Kevavke, Lafuke Kinoi Deloi, that excludes if they heard another name of Hashem being cursed, they would not tear their clothing. This is not like Rav Chiya. In both situations, Dar Rav Chiya, he says, Hashem Ezgar Bizman Azet, if a person hears Hashem's name being blasphemed, nowadays it wouldn't have Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't have Bati Dinim that have power, Ein Echayv L'Kraya, he doesn't have to tear. Why? She'ema to Omer Kain, if you say that a person does have to tear nowadays, Nesmal Kal Beged Krayin. A person's clothing must be full of tears because people curse Hashem's name all day long nowadays. Now the question is, Miman, who would a person be hearing such a thing from? Elim Yisrael, if you want to say it's from a Yid, how could that be? Mipikiri Kulei Hai, are Yidin so hefker, they so don't care about this, that nowadays they're just going to be cursing Hashem? That can't be. Elo Pshita Meo Kchavim, it must be referring to Gayim. That means that Gayim are cursing Hashem all day long. Now, Vishayim Yochid, if we're talking about them using the Shem Yochid of Yud Ked Vavke, Migamiri, do non-Jews know the Shem Yochid? No, they don't know that. El Olav B'Kinoi, it must be that they're using a Kinoi, and that's what we're hearing nowadays from non-Jews, and Yishmami know, hear from this, the Bismanazah who delay. Nowadays, when we hear this from non-Jews, we don't have to tear because it just becomes so open and regular, that's not something we have to tear over. But that's Mashma. Hamay Kara, originally, when we had Bat Edinim, Chayiv, that one would be Chayiv to tear when he hears this from a non-Jew. Shmami know, we see from here, the Rebchiyah argues in both scenarios. Number one, when we hear Birchas Hashem from a non-Jew, and when he uses the Shem Kinoi, not just the Shem Miyochid. Now we can explain Mishnah, we had said, Hasheni Omer Afani Kamayu, that after the most Chashuv aid speaks out, this is what I heard, the second guy seconds that and says, me too, I also heard that. Now, Omer Shalkshalkshah says, Shmami know, we see from this, Afani Kamayu, Kashuv Dinim Mamanus Ubdin Nefashas, that even a regular Din Mamanus and Din Nefashas cases, if the second aid says, I also heard that, or I also saw that, and he doesn't actually repeat the entire Eidos, Midai Reis, it's Kosher. However, Malahu Da'av Rabbanon, it's just that by other Eidos, the Rabbanon made a Chumra, it was a Mila, that the second aid actually has to repeat everything that the first aid said. Vahacha, but over here, Kimin Dolai Afshar, since it's not possible, we can't have the second aid repeating the curse that he heard the guy say. Akmur Rabbanon Adai Reisa, the Rabbanon established it with the Dai Reisa Din, that all the second aid has to say is Me Too, and that's enough of Eidos. Disakadatach Puzzle, if you want to say that Midai Reisa, a second aid is puzzle to say this, meaning he's not allowed to just say Me Too, he has to repeat the whole thing. So over here, because we can't have the second aid repeat the curse that he said, we're going to kill the guy who said the curse just because it's not possible? That doesn't make sense. It must be that Midarai saw in all Eidos, Dinim Mamanus and Dinim Fashas, an aid really is able to say Me Too, and that's considered valid Eidos. Now we just explained the last part of Mishnah Vashlishi, Omer Afani Kamayu, if there's a third aid, he also says Me Too, I heard like them, and what is this telling us? Stomach Rabbi Kiva, the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, the Makish Gimel Shnayim, who compares three Eidim to two, that just like if there's two Eidim testifying about something and one of them becomes puzzle, then the whole Eidos is thrown out because we only have have one aid, so too, even if we have three Edim, if one of them becomes possible, we're still going to throw out the entire Eidos, even though technically we still have two Edim left. Nonetheless, according to Rabbi Kiva at least, it's considered all like one Eidos. And moving on to Samach Amud Beis, the Mishnah continues discussing all the different Chiyuvei Skila that we had mentioned, and we've been explaining them one by one. So the Mishnah tells us, Ha'ivad Avayit Zichavim, somebody who serves Avayit Zara, he's Chayiv Skila, and this is Echra Avayit, whether one serves it, Vechra Mazabach, or if he shechs an animal for it, Vechra Makter, or if he burns an animal for it, Vechra Manasech, or if he pours wine for it, Vechra Mishtachva, or if he bows down to it. And the Chiddush in all of these is that even if this is not the normal service of Avayit Zara, he's still Chayiv Skila for doing this, and Vechra Makalaloya, if he accepts it upon himself for a god, for example, Omerle Eliata, if he says to it, you are my god, in all these cases, a person's Chayiv Skila. Aval, however, Hamagapef, if he hugs it, Ramanashik, he kisses it, Ramachabed, if he sweeps the floor in front of it, Ramarabit, if he throws water to tamp down the dust, Ramarachit, if he washes it, Vasach, if he anoints it with oil, Vamalbash, he gets it dressed, Vamanuli, puts shoes on it, Ivor Beloisase, he's only Ivor Loisase, that's if it's not its Avaida, so then he's not considered like he was Ivor Avaida Zara, in as much that he's going to get Skila, he's just going to be Ivor Loisase. Furthermore, Haned Bishmai, Vamakayim Bishmai, Ivor Beloisase, if a person makes a neder or a shvua in the name of the Avaida Zara, he's Ivor Loisase. However, Apayor Atzmai Labal Pa'ar, if a person reveals himself, meaning he defecates in front of the Avaida Zara called Baal Pa'ar, Zuhi Avaidasa, that is its Avaida, that is the way to serve it. And also, Hazark Evel Markulis, if somebody throws a stone at Markulis, Zuhi Avaidasa, this is its Avaida, and he's going to be chayv for that, and the Gemara is going to explain what the Chiddush is. Now, the Gemara asks in the beginning of the Mishnah, my Echad Avaid, what does that mean, somebody who serves Avaida Zara? What type of service are you referring to? And Amar Yirmi, he answers, Hachagamar, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Echad Avaid Kedarka, whether a person serves Avaida Zara in its normal way, whatever its normal way is, if he does that, or Vechad Mazabeach, whether one shechts an animal, Vechad Makter, or if he burns an animal for Avaida Zara, Vechad Manasech, or if he pours wine for Avaida Zara, Vechad Mishtachave, or if he bows down to it, Vafilu Shaloi Kedarka, even if it's not the normal way to serve the Avaida Zara, he's still going to be Chayav Skila. And we're going to see in a minute that this is based off of a pasuk that certain Avaidas that are done in the Beis HaMikdash, if they're done for any Avaida Zara, even if that's not the normal way to serve it, a person's still Chayav Skila. Asking if that's true, Vashav Nami Zarek. So why don't we also count Zarek sprinkling the blood for the Avaida Zara? That's an Avaida that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, so one should be Chayav for that if he does it for the Avaida Zara, again, even though that's not the norm. So Amar Bai answers, Zarek Hanu Manasech. Sprinkling blood is the same thing as Manasech pouring wine for it, because the pasuk says, Bal Asech Niskeyem Midam. So we see his Lashon Nisach with blood, and we know the blood is usually sprinkled, and therefore a person's going to be Chayav for doing this as well. And now here's the source, Manan Emili. How do we know this? How do we know if a person does one of these Avaidas that we mentioned, even though it's not the regular way to serve the Avaida Zara, he's going to be Chayav Skila? The Tanur Ban, because we have a Braisa. Now let's just quote the entire pasuk that we're going to be speaking about. The pasuk says, Zeveach Lalahim Yacharam, one who slaughters an animal for gods, he shall be destroyed, Bilti Lashem Levadai, only for Hashem alone. And so Braisa tells us as follows, Ilun Amar, if the pasuk would have said, Zeveach Yacharam, one who shechts shall be destroyed, Hayisi Amar would have said, Zeveach Kachim Achotzakas Medaber, that the pasuk's talking about shechting Kachim outside the base of Mikdash. Talmud Loimer, that's what the pasuk says, Lalahim, namely, Bezeveach Lalahim Yacharam, and that tells us, Bezeveach Avaid Zukacham Makasim Daber, the pasuk's talking about shechting a carbon for an Avaid Zara, and the chiddush over here is that even though, again, it's not the normal way to serve this Avaid Zara, he's still Chayiv, and the way we know that is because there's another pasuk that says, don't serve Avaid Zara. So the other pasuk is obviously telling us, don't serve Avaid Zara in its normal way. This pasuk that specifically talks about Zeveach is telling us that even though it's not the norm, still, if you shecht a carbon for Avaid Zara, you're Chayiv Misa. The pasuk continues, Ein Le'al Bezeveach. I only know this applies to shechting an animal because that's what it says in the pasuk. Mekato Menasech Menayin. How do we know if he burns the animal or if he pours wine for it that he's going to be chayv as well? Talmud, because the pasuk says, "Bilti Lashem Levadoi, except for Hashem alone." What do we learn from here? Rikein Havoides Kulon L'Shem Yochid. The pasuk reserved all avoides done in the Beis Hamikdash for the Shem Yochid for Hashem, namely avoides are done bifnim inside the Beis Hamikdash for a carbon, such as shechting, burning the carbon, and pouring wine for it. That's going to be chayv a person's skill if he does it for avoides zara. The pasuk continues, "Lafish Yatzah Zvicha Lidan Avoides Pnim." Since the pasuk singles out Zvicha shechting, and that teaches us that other avoides that are done inside the Beis Hamikdash, one's going to be chayv for if he does them for an avoides zara. So minayel rabbis shtachva. How do we know to include bowing down to the avoid zara, like the Mishnah mentioned, that one is going to be chayiv for that? That's an avoid that's done bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash, and the answer to that is Talmud, where the pasuk says, "Vayelch v'yavar lohim acherim v'yishtachu lohem," and he went and he served other gods and he bowed down to them. The Samachlein, right afterwards, the pasuk says, "Vayitzes ishahu v'gaimer," that the man should be taken out and be stoned. And so we see from here the bowing down to the avoid zara as well is something that a person is going to be chayiv for, even though again that's not the normal way to serve the avoid zara. The pasuk continues, "Einish shemanu azhar minayin," we just heard of the einish, the punishment that a person is going to get for bowing down. How do we know if that is hara, the warning that he's not allowed to do this? As we've spoken about previously, every einish has to have as hara as well. The answer is Tamalam, the pasuk says, "Ki lo yishtachav el el acher," don't bow down to another god. Now, yachol shani marba mgaf nashik v'manil, you might think that I'm also going to include if a person hugs, kisses, or puts shoes on avodah zara that he's going to be chayv skila for that as well. Tamalam, that's why the pasuk says, "Zoveach," only if he shechts. Zvicha b'chlal haisa, zvicha, shechting, was really included in the general klal of showing kavod to an avodah zara, v'lam yotza. So why did the Torah specify zvicha? It should have just said, any service whichever seven avodas zara that shows a kavod, one is chayav for. Why specifically focus on zeveach? And the answer is lahakash leah, to make a hekesh to it. V'lo melchana to tell you mazvicha miuchedes she avodas panim v'chayav nolam misa. Just like shechting is unique that in avoda inside the base of mikdash, one is chayav misa if he does this for an avodah zara. Of course she avodas panim chayav nolam misa. So too anything that's considered avodas panim in the base of mikdash, he does that for an avodah zara, he's going to be chayav misa. And therefore megape v'nashik and manil, which are not things that are done pifnim inside the base of mikdash, one is not going to be chayav misa for. And the Brisa concludes yatzer shtachava lidon ba'atzma. His shtachava, bowing down, was also singled out. That's just to teach regarding itself, as we just said before in the Brisa, that his shtachava is not an avodas panim in the base of mikdash, and that's why we have a separate pasuk telling us that his shtachava to avodas zara is going to be chayav a person's skila. And yatzer zvicha lidon al kol kulay zvicha shechting from avodas zara, that was singled out to teach us regarding the entire klal. As we had said, there's other things included in zvicha. Now we analyze certain parts of Brisa. Omar, we had stated that if the pasuk would have just said zvicha yacharam, hayisu emar would have said zvicha kachim b'chutz kasa medaber. The pasuk's talking about shechting kachim outside the base of mikdash. That's what it has to say zvicha lolohim yacharam, referring to shechting for avodah zara. As we're holding second, zvicha kachim b'chutz, shechting kachim outside the base of mikdash, kares hu. That's only a chiv kares. So I wouldn't have had a havamina that if a person shechts kachim outside the base of mikdash, he's chayv skila. He's only chayv kares. And the answer is that no sagadat chamina. I would have thought that kiyas rubei, if the fellow's warned, don't shecht outside the base of mikdash, katala, he would get killed. Whereas kiyas rubei, it's only if he's not warned, kares, then he gets kares. Mashmal, that's what the Brisa is telling us, that we have the word lolohim over there to tell us it's only referring to shechting for avodah zara. And we're stopping for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this Brisa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.